What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, folks, welcome back to another edition here of Krantz's Corner. It's the Ja'Cory Harris Show. If you're watching the video, you see Ja'Cory right now. If you're listening, whether it's on the radio or the podcast, Ja'Cory, welcome back to Krantz's Corner. Happy New Year to you as well, my friend.
Happy New Year, man. It's a pleasure. 2025, we get to start a new one, man.
That's right. And it's going to be a nice, good year for us. We had our little preseason over the last couple months, me and Ja'Cory. We'll get ready for the 2025 year as well for the Ja'Cory Harris Show. All right, we'll start with this. Actually, I'm going to start you with a curveball. I told you we're going to talk about it. We're not even going to do it. How'd you like doing this so far for the season, the Ja'Cory Harris Show? Let's start with that.
I love it. It is something new. You know, it's something that I'm getting used to, and I enjoy. I think to have a good co-host like yourself is actually what keeps me going and keeps me wanting to, you know, come on every week and come and talk football with one of the best guys to do it. So it's like, you know, I enjoy it. I'm happy. I can't wait to see what we have in store for the future, and I'm ready.
Well, I appreciate all that. That was very nice of you to say, and I'll be honest. Same back to you, ditto. It's been great doing the program with you, this little pod with you. I can't wait to see how we evolve into bigger and better. And like I said, for anyone out there who ever wants to sponsor us, you know who to call, one of us right here, right there. We'll love to promote anything you have out there. Me and Ja'Cory will do it for you. Anyways, okay, sure. Now the business is taken over. Let's get to it. Let's start with some local stuff, because we'll talk some Kane stuff before we get to the Final Four of the college football playoffs. We taped last week right before the new year, and within hours or days or whatever it was of us taping, Guidry was fired, defensive coordinator for the University of Miami, was let go after we both kind of thought, nah, you know what, it probably won't happen anytime soon, but you never know. You never know with Mario, you never know what's going to end up happening, and it did. And Guidry is no longer DC. They're looking for a DC right now. What'd you think when you heard Guidry was let go?
It was unexpected for it to happen so soon, right. But at the same time, it changes needed to happen. And you never really want to see a coach get fired. You never want to see players get hurt. It's certain things you don't want to see, but it's just a part of the game.
Right.
And I'm sure he understands that it's a game all about production, and he hasn't produced.
Right.
If I wasn't looking, it was 30 plus points in the last 9 games that this defense was giving up. Even if it's not his fault, it's his fault because right. You're the leader. Same thing like on a quarterback game. If I throw an interception, it might not be my fault, but it's going down. It's my fault. So you have to be when you're in those positions of leadership, you have to understand that this is what it entails. You have to be ready for it, prepare your family for it, and I wish him nothing but the best, because you know he was a good guy. He was a great person. Seemed like all the kids and everybody around the program loved him. And I think he also played or coached with one of the guys I played with in Canada in the CFL named Kerry Joseph. He was a quarterback at Edmonton with me, and he had nothing but good things to say about Lance Guidry. So, you know, prayers up to the guy. I know coaches, he's going to find another spot.
Right.
He's going to make some more money. He's not going to be hurting. So
right.
That's the good part.
And the facts behind it are, and we both know this, being around football, the business side of it, the fun side of it, the every side of it, is when the word in the first article I read afterwards was the Hurricanes regressed in the final month on defense. That's it. You're done at that point. Like that's, and especially where they were, how close they were. You read in the article on ESPN, the loss to Syracuse being up 21-0. You had a 10-point third quarter lead in the Pop-Tarts Bowl and you blew that. You lose big games at the end of the season, and the fingers pointed at the defense. Like you said, it's the defensive coordinator's fault. No matter what ends up happening, even though he didn't miss a tackle or drop an interception or give up a touchdown, he leads those guys. And when you're the leader of those guys and something bad happens, you're the first one to go.
Yeah, and for it to be such a long span of games, 9 games, giving up that many points.
Right, it's a lot.
I was about to say, even if they flipped it, and in the first 9 games of the season, he was giving up 31 points, and we lost, say, 3 games in those 9 games, I still think it would have been the same outcome. It would have happened earlier. It would have happened right during the season, probably. But it would have been the same outcome. But now, if it had been, say, 6 games, and it was at the beginning of the season, and then towards the back end, we had better games and we progressed. You got to understand, all those games was nationally televised.
Right.
Towards the end, because now everybody is seeing Cam Ward with his hype and his Heisman moments and everything. He's only having these Heisman moments because our defense sucks.
Right.
That's literally the only reason he has Heisman moments.
Ja'Cory, you're being honest. You're right.
Yeah.
100%. Right.
He was getting Heisman moments every week because we were in a dog fight with Cal. We were in a dog fight with Virginia Tech. We was in dog fights with all these normally low-level teams. I don't want to disrespect anybody. But teams that aren't they're not the same caliber as the University of Miami. They don't even get the same type of recruits as the University of Miami. So that's why you're seeing all these close games, and the reason why Cam is not taking away anything from Cam, but that's why he's up for Heisman, because right, he was able to display all his skills in these tight, close games. And then when it was televised towards the back end, hey, this defense really isn't that good.
Right. Yeah, and it showed at the end of the season. And obviously, one of those two losses at the end of the season, Georgia Tech or Syracuse, you turn those into wins. We're talking about a much different end of the season for the University of Miami, ACC championship, possible playoff at that point also. Speaking of Cam Ward, before we get to the Final Four of the playoff, I mean, from reports I see right now, it's very early. We're still three months away probably from the NFL draft. Cam Ward might be another number one overall pick for the University of Miami. And off the top of my head, Russell Maryland and Vinny Testaverde, I believe, were the only other two number one overalls. This would be a big thing, not just for Cam Ward, but for the University of Miami also, to have a number one overall pick in the NFL draft.
It would be, especially at the quarterback position.
Right.
You know, you and we've struggled at QB, at the quarterback position, for some time. So to see a guy come in 1 year who didn't even have a high grade last year, if he would have came out, to see him come in this year, really solidify himself and come back for that year and put on this type of performance and be at the University of Miami doing it is great, because he is going to go down as the greatest quarterback to ever play for the University of Miami. I'm happy for the kid.
Right.
He's well deserving of everything. So him being number one pick, Tennessee Titans. I don't know how it's gonna swing. Somebody might move up. You never know. Hopefully he does become the number one pick, because you know we have this relationship here with the University of Miami, and it's somebody that we can root for and cheer on. Like yeah, Shador, Travis Hunter, are also other good names, but I'm always root for my Canes first.
Absolutely. I think it'll be fun to see Cam Ward go number one overall and then have a little rooting interest in the Tennessee Titans next year just to see how he does. I think it'll be fun to see that. And going to a team that's obviously, you get the number one overall pick, you were the worst team in the league, but team filled with a couple of good players on that team, especially on offense. Calvin Ridley, they do have some players there. Cam Ward fit him perfect, I think, there as well. And even if he moved down one or two spots, we're talking about the Giants. That would be a pretty awesome fit for him also. So it'll be fun to see where he ends up. But it is pretty cool that Cam Ward is right up there at the top of most people's boards, if not right there in the top two or three. Let's get to the college football playoffs. It's an interesting dynamic now, because in the first round, we looked at it and they were all blowouts, I think. I don't think anything was really that close. Notre Dame, Indiana ended up 27-17 in that first round. But that's only because Indiana scored, I think, 14 points the last minute and a half of that game. Blowouts, boring. Second round, pretty better games, but not great. And then what we saw is all the top seeds in the second round, the way I just looked at it, and right before we went on, I saw the numbers. Obviously, they were ranked 1 through 12. And in the first round, all the lower seeds lost. How about in round two, all the
lower seeds won?
I'm looking at it now. It's unbelievable.
I think I said that on the call.
You did.
I said if I was going to bet, I was going to be right the first round,
right,
and the second round. I said the first round, I said all the top guys are going to win. The second round, the only team that I thought would have a problem was the Ohio State Oregon.
Right.
That was the only one, and it ended up being the Texas Arizona State. But everybody that I thought was going to win was going to win, and I do think it's going to be Ohio State Notre Dame for the championship.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right? I can't believe. First off, I can't believe Notre Dame beat Georgia the way they did. Georgia did not look.
Once Carson Wentz went down,
yep.
I said it doesn't matter if Georgia wins this game or not; they're going to lose next time when they play.
Right.
The kid 14 didn't look like he was a passing quarterback. He didn't look like he was able to take control of the command of that offense. Even in the game that they won, that he came in and played, he didn't look like that guy. Right. And they needed somebody to be that guy for them to get to the national championship. These teams here, especially like how Ohio State is playing,
yeah,
they're no joke. This level of competition right now is how college football, the playoff is what the playoffs, how it's supposed to be represented.
I totally agree. And that Texas-Arizona State game, Arizona State had a huge push at the end to try to win that game. I was actually rooting for Arizona State towards the end because you kind of won. Even though they were the higher seed, which was weird, they were the underdog in that game.
They were
game.
The underdog.
And I was just like, wow, man, if Arizona State could somehow beat Texas, who at certain times during the year was number one in the country, or very close to it, that would be one thing. And I will tell you this, you said it, Ohio State just whooping Oregon. Oregon didn't look good at all. And Ohio State, they've got a kid on that team who I think Jeremiah Smith came out in the draft and he was eligible.
He would
this
be
year.
The number one pick in the draft.
I think you said that also a couple weeks back when we started talking about it. He's so good, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And he showed in that game.
I'm mad that he has two more years now.
Right.
I'm mad. I feel like he should literally sit out, even though that's going to hurt him sitting out. But I don't want the kid to touch the field again until he gets to the pros, which is a long time from now, because he's already pro ready.
He's unbelievable.
It's like when Maurice Claret was playing.
Right.
And he was balling out and he was like, shoot, I'm killing this right here. I'm finna leave early. Can't do it. And that hurt him in the long run. But this kid here, man, the way he's built, he reminds me of Andre Johnson.
Yes.
He's literally the splitting image of Andre Johnson. Even his personality, he's not that. He's not braggadocious. He's just quiet. Hey, if you ask him a question, hey, don't play man. He's that guy. And I like to see that. I like to see how he's been performing. And I want the kid to just stay healthy. Forget all the record breaking in college football and all that. You don't belong in college football.
No, he's the best player in college football. He's right up there with Hunter and Shador and Cam, right at the top. If he was in the draft, he'd be in the top three or four no matter what. I don't care.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what. If a team needed a quarterback, they'd probably think twice and maybe take Jeremiah Smith at that point anyway because just how good he is.
He'll make your quarterback better.
Right, he will. He would make quarterback above average. Right.
Will Howard is not that good of a quarterback.
No,
he was pretty decent at K-State, but I didn't think he was to be highly recruited in the transfer portal like he was. I didn't think that. And you see, he's throwing into coverage. It's most of the times he's throwing into coverage when he throws to Jeremiah Smith, and he's coming down with the ball.
Right.
So he's making sure – he's making the average quarterback look amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, that's what you want. So
Hey, listen, you played that position. If you had a couple Jeremiah Smiths around there, you'd be the happiest man on that field. No, I don't care what anyone else would say. That quarterback with those guys, that is unbelievable. And he makes that team, I think, the favorite out of the four left. We're going to get to that in just a second. Notre Dame, like I said, beating Georgia the way they did was shocking. I thought Georgia was a lot better than that. Notre Dame really came out. Maybe this is Notre Dame's year to get to that point and beat Penn State. And Penn State whooped Boise State. It wasn't even close at times there. But we got the first game in the Cotton Bowl, Texas-Ohio State. I think we both like Ohio State in this one, right?
Yeah, I like Ohio State. Texas, I think it's going to be a tough game all the way through. I don't think this is going to be like a blowout or anything. I think it's going to be a tough game all the way through. Probably something 21-17. I'll say Ohio State, the victors.
Yep, I like that there. I liked it the same way. Texas got a pretty good defense, but Ohio State, I just think, is so much better than everyone else right now, and Jeremiah Smith's playing a different level. I kind of like it like 31-14, around that same thing as you.
Okay.
Too. Ohio State, by the way, 5.5-point favorite in this game. Lower seed and 5.5-point favorite, so it shows how much.
So 21-17, if everybody was to take Ohio
Texas to the
State,
point.
they'll
They're going to
lose
lose that
Texas.
bet. They're going to lose it. Other side of the bracket down here, Capital One Orange Bowl, Penn State, Notre Dame. I will tell you this, even before that game kicks off, it is a great, great feeling if you're the Orange Bowl people, because Penn State travels very well. Notre Dame travels very well. That stadium will not have one open seat. I promise you that. Outside of the fact if you're a college football fan, it's a great game to go see. Notre Dame, 2.5 point favorite in this. I think we're both going the same way here, too. I think I like Notre Dame in this one.
You know what's crazy? I talked to somebody that's a real gambler, and they said, because I think Clemson, when they played SMU, SMU was a 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah.
And he told me, if it's 2.5 points, take the underdog. And I'm like, huh? So it might not hold true. I still want to go with Notre Dame.
Right.
But we'll come back to that with the 2.5. Let's see if it's real.
Right.
If it's real,
we will. Right. It'll be a good test. Hey. Right.
Hey, maybe this Zoom will cut off if it's real.
I'm going to have to take notes, so just in case we don't have another show ever again.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, Penn State, if they cover it, that'd be crazy if they win, because it's a 2.5 point favorite. So
right. Right.
They said the numbers matter, but we'll see. But I'm still taking Notre Dame. This might be a low scoring game to me.
Yep. I think so, too.
They're gonna play defense. Al Golden has been calling a great defense, which
crazy.
Is crazy.
I know.
So I'll say this would be like a 17-14 game.
I like it. I'll go a little higher. I'll go 24-14 in this one as well, with Notre Dame winning. And it'll be interesting to see Al Golden making his appearance in the Orange Bowl, the Hard Rock Stadium, once again.
He better not wear no tie.
Right? Oh, man. You know what? If he comes out in the Penn State blue tie or something like that,
they're
going
to lose. Notre Dame's going
to
lose.
That's enough. So, all right. So, listen, that's going to be it's a short pod today, because after these games, we're going to come back. We're going to preview the championship as well. The Guidry stuff was breaking news. We did have to bring that up today. Cam Ward, we'll have a lot to talk about him in the next couple weeks and months as we lead up to the draft. But me and Ja'Cory both on the same page here. Notre Dame, Ohio State, take that for what it's worth. We'll talk about who we like after that, if they do both get to the championship game as well. And listen, It's a new year. It's not a new pod, because we're still the same thing, but we're ready to rock and roll this year. So we're happy that you guys are on board for another year with us here. We'll get into it as spring football gets started as well. But Ja'Cory, this is going to be fun. I'm excited for these next two games. They start in a couple days, which is great too. And then we get right to it on January 20th for the national championship game, which will be fun as well. So you go enjoy yourself. Go fight some fires. Do the good thing for the people of Miami-Dade County. We all appreciate you out there.
All right, thank you, man. Have a good one, and hey, shout out to everybody. Let's go into this new year the right way.
That's right. Just positive attitudes. Just happy and smiles and positive attitudes.
Hey, I'm doing a juice cleanse right now, and a 3-day juice cleanse, and I'm on day three.
Oof.
So it's been pretty rough.
I can only imagine what tomorrow you're going to have a much bigger smile. I promise you that tomorrow.
Man, I can't wait to eat.
I can't even imagine at that point. All right. That's my partner, Ja'Cory Harris. I'm Zach. This has been Crancis Corner Presents the Ja'Cory Harris Show. We'll speak to you next week as we preview the championship for college football. And no, Miami's not in it, so we're both still a little sad if that's the case as well. Ja'Cory, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, man, y'all have a good one. Can't wait to see what this year has in store for us, and we're going to keep it going, man.
Ditto for that to all the people out there listening. Thanks for subscribing, listening, supporting everybody who texts Ja'Cory after the pods to tell him how bad he is and predicting the defenses or whatever. I love it. Keep it going. I like to hear it right before we start every week. That's always good news. So for Ja'Cory, I'm Zach. This has been Crancis Corner Presents the Ja'Cory Harris Show.